There is a problem with alcohol-related mortality and alcohol-related hospitalisation within England, and the government has been interested in thinking about how the level of harm that is caused by alcohol can be reduced. So we've examined two policies: the ban on below-cost selling, which the government finally decided on and implemented in May this year, and their previous proposed policy of a minimum unit price between 40 and 50 pence per unit.
Could you give me a couple of real-world examples with either policy on how much the average drink would cost if they were implemented?
Take, for example, a four-pack of average-strength beer. That has around 7 units in it altogether. With the ban on below-cost selling, that 4 cans of beer would not be allowed to be sold for a price less than £1.58, which is quite a low price for 4 cans of beer. Under a 45p minimum unit price, that would be just over £3.
Would this actually affect that much alcohol? Who would this system be targeting?
This minimum unit pricing policy is more targeted at the cheap drinks and the higher strength drinks. So it is the 5.3% of people in the country who drink at increased risk of harm levels, which, for example, for men, the threshold level is 50 units a week, or around 25 pints or more per week. Over 30% of the alcohol that they buy is bought at below a 45p minimum unit price. So they're really targeted by the minimum unit price policy, and their consumption reduction is obviously much greater. We estimated 137 units a year, or about 70 pints per person per year on average, would be the reduction. And it's those people that are affected. It's also those people that benefit, because almost 90% of the over 600 reduced deaths related to alcohol would come amongst the harmful drinker population.
What did you find out when you looked at this? How did you examine these two policies?
Our market analysis looked at the proportion of alcohol that would be affected by either policy, and we found that 0.7% of the alcohol sold in England would be affected by the ban on below-cost selling. So a very small proportion of the alcohol. This compared, for example, with just over 23% for a minimum unit price of 45p. So we looked at the proportion of the market affected, the scale of the price increase that would be implemented, and then we modelled the changes in consumption that would happen when prices were to be increased. And finally, in the chain, we looked at the relationship between the reduced levels of consumption and reductions in alcohol-related deaths and hospitalisations.
Which policy came out on top? Which one had the most impact on reducing fatalities and hospitalisations?
Well, the minimum unit pricing clearly comes out having much more effect. So we estimate that the current policy would produce over the long term a reduction of around 14 deaths per year due to alcohol, whereas the minimum unit price of 45p would have a reduction in alcohol-related deaths of over 600 per year. So it's approximately a 50 times greater effect than the policy of ban on below-cost selling that was implemented in May 2014.